So I am joined here by Humboldt County's Film Commissioner, Cassandra Heseltine. How you doing?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And congratulations also on being in the LA Times yesterday. It was kind of cool.
Thank you. Yes, we're very happy about that.
Yeah. And now it's been a while since a big major film has been shot here in Humboldt County, right?
Yeah, it's been about, I think when I did the math the other day, it was about 13 years since a major movie had shot here. I mean, we've had independent feature films.
Sure.
We were in Brad Pitt's Tree of Life, a small section, you know, for like 10 seconds. That was originally shot for something else, and then they were able to use that piece for that film. But we haven't had a major film use us like this,
yeah,
in this kind of way.
The whole outdoor stuff is shot here, right?
Right, correct. Yes. Yeah, the movie mostly takes place outside, and other than when they, I believe, are on their own planet or in a ship, some type of spaceship. But they crash land here, and in our lifetime, in our world, they crash land in Neyland.
Watch out for those towers there.
You better watch out, yeah. So they crash land there, and that's where Jaden Smith has to take off and travel through the woods and try to find this, I believe it was a beacon to help them get back off the planet. So he goes on a hero's journey from there.
Wow. So I've got to ask you, Will Smith seems like such a nice person on camera. What's he like off camera?
He's just as nice. He's just as funny. Yeah, he really was nice. I mean, he was very serious the first day I went to the set. He was very serious and focused. And he was helping guide Jaden, even though M. Night Shyamalan was the director.
Sure.
You know, when you have Will Smith on set, who's the dad, he was definitely helping guide what Jaden should be doing. All the scenes here shot were of Jaden. Will is back in the ship talking to him, so they're interacting when Jaden is here. In our section filming here. But Will technically was never on camera filming here. So he was mostly giving, if he gave him dialogue, it was off camera telling, you know, what Jaden would be hearing, what we'd be seeing in the movie. So he was interacting with him that way and talking to him. And on the second day, so that was the first day. The second time I saw him, again, he was real focused, and we were both at the snack area at one time together, and I got nervous and didn't say a word, you know. And then the third day that I went, this time I was asked to come and look at the stunt setup mechanism that some guys from the stunt coordinators from the Hunger Games were setting up. And it was really interesting to see how Jaden, it's the scene, if you've watched the trailer, where Jaden tells his dad, you know, they have an issue, a fight, and he leaps off a log and goes flying. So I was watching how they were going to hook that up and how they were doing that. And I was right there talking to the stunt coordinator when all of a sudden Will Smith walks up, you know. And so I just was, you know, very polite, very respectful. You know, I'm not going to say anything, you know. He's doing his thing. He's focused, you know, as he had been. And then all of a sudden he turned to me and started talking, you know. And it was great. It was really fun to interact with him. And he was just very nice and very kind and really funny. He has that great, you know, laugh that he's known for, that Fresh Prince laugh. Yeah. You know, he's
done. That's his laugh.
That's his laugh. Wow. Yeah. And he was just a really nice guy.
Fantastic. How old is Jaden now?
I think he's 15.
Okay.
Yeah. I think he's 15 now.
Wow, that's got to be kind of interesting, you know, working with your dad on a film like that.
Yeah, it must be. It would be really interesting too, because that day, that particular day that I did end up talking to Will, that was probably the most intense day. That's the fight between them. It's the pivotal point for the character, and so his dad was really heavily directing him and guiding him, and so was M. Night. And so and Jaden, you know, kept his cool the whole time. You know, I mean, that would be really hard, you know, in front of 100 people, you know, watching you trying to have this emotional scene and having this, you know, constant critique of your work. You know, for a 15-year-old, he held it really well.
What was M. Night Shyamalan like?
Oh, he's great. I've met him before, about 10 years ago. I had gone out with some friends, Aaron Eckhart, who he's a big actor in Hollywood, and he's friends with them. And so we had run into them at a club, and he was very nice then, and he was, you know, just as nice now. I reminded him of that, and it was fun to talk about how we had met 10 years ago. But He was very nice, you know, just very down to earth. Mm-hmm. A great story I had heard about the Gulch program that does for the kids, you know, is that everybody knows that he went and helped out, but I didn't. And he talked to these children or teenagers of filmmakers. I didn't realize how that process had happened. I had assumed that the Gulch people had gone through the publicist or had, you know, somehow done a query to make that happen. They just ran into him at a restaurant the day before and said, hey, if you happen to be around tomorrow when I'm teaching the class at 3, I'd love for you to drop in. And the guy just, you know, thought he would ask on a whim. I mean, you know, of course he's thinking, no, that'll never happen, right? Well, M. Night's wife started telling him, you should do it, you should do it. And they happened to wrap that day, like around 2, and he was available at 3, and he called him and said, hey, I'm going to come to your class. Wow. I mean, that's how nice he is, you know, that he took that upon himself. He, you know, he could have gone and rested after, you know, a 9-day shoot, and he went and talked to these teenage filmmakers. So,
wow.
Yeah, really neat person.
Now, what does it go by? I mean, do you call him M. Night or M? Or what does it go by?
That's a great question because it did get confusing for a while. People normally call him either M. Night or just Night. But Night. No, you don't call him just M.
like a character from a James Bond film, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
I was curious about that. So are there any cool behind-the-scenes stories, some stuff that you can share with us now that it's all done and over?
Those were my cool behind-the-scenes stories.
that is them. We've done it. We've exhausted them.
Let's see. I wish I had thought of that question earlier to know what I should tell you. I'm not sure. I think, personally, I liked watching that stunt that I mentioned earlier with you know, Jaden. It was really fun to watch a stunt guy try it first, and it was amazing how they had to rig this up because they couldn't hurt any of the trees.
Sure.
And they couldn't go too high up in the canopy where they disturb any of the birds. So it was amazing to see the setup. I mean, the movie's a sci-fi movie.
So they really did that. It was a practical stunt.
It was a practical stunt.
Wow.
Oh, no, right there, he jumps off the log. He's in this whole apparatus and everything.
It's not CGI. It's really happening.
No, it really happened. Yeah, the only thing that was CGI'd is what he's facing into, that was all redwoods. But what we see on the movie is that he's going off of a cliff.
Sure.
And it goes off in another area.
What about the killer monkeys? Were they on site?
No
killer monkeys.
No killer monkeys. Okay. Yeah, no killer monkeys. That was really interesting to watch Jaden run from things that weren't there. You know, and him having to react to things that weren't there, and running in the river and running through the trees and things. That was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Have you actually seen? I know the sneak peek is coming up on the 30th of this month, but have you gotten a chance to get a sneak peek?
I have not. No, okay. I've seen it. The only thing is I've had access to is the same thing everybody else, which is like the trailers. Last night, my intern did find a behind the scenes video that was shot and that was leaked out on YouTube. And I believe he posted it on our Facebook page, Film Humboldt. And it should be on there. If it isn't, it will be today. And it's a 3-minute behind the scenes. And right about a minute and 50 seconds, there's behind the scenes Humboldt. And so that was really fun to watch last night.
Now, how long were they here in Humboldt shooting?
They shot for 9 days. They were here, you know, they started coming here a year prior. So they shot April 2012, and they started coming scouting April 2011. And they scouted, they had many scouting trips. You know, there was multiple scouting trips with the first guy, Dow Griffith. And then after he left the project and Doug Dresser came on, he had to scout it. And then he started bringing people, production designers and M. Night and different people. And then at one time there was a couple of tech scouts that were like 40 people, you know, involved. So there was lots of scouting trips up until about March, when then people started coming in. The production team started coming in. They started, you know, building an office. And so that was for like at least 3 or 4 weeks prior to shooting. And then they were here for a couple weeks after the office was and post-production, you know, wrapping things up here. So they were here for a lot longer than 9 days.
Okay. Now, when this was going on, was this deliberately kind of kept hush hush? Was it kept kind of secret? As I first heard about it as rumor, you know, Will Smith is in town shooting a movie. What?
Yes. As your neighbor here, John, Matthews will tell you from case like that, it was, he would try to pull it out of me on a daily basis, and I would never give in.
You wouldn't crack.
I didn't crack.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, because they, you know, I'm not, there's different reasons, but they don't want people to steal ideas. You know, a lot of times with car commercials, they don't want people to know their new car, and like, they'll shoot a car, but they won't tell me sometimes what the car is until they're here. So they have different reasons of why they keep everything hush hush, but they do. And they asked me to keep it hush hush. And so last thing I'm going to do is go blab.
Right. But the rumors, they definitely got out that
they did. They did
in town shooting a movie, but exactly where or anything or what was about, you know, all I heard is it was a sci-fi being shot here in Humboldt County. That was about it.
And it was great. It came out, you know, people found out right about the time that they needed to find out. You know, it was about a week beforehand. A reporter from the Times Standard broke the story. And I was grateful so I could finally start talking. Once that happened, I was allowed to talk. And that was great. And by that point, you know, it was all getting ready to happen. So, you know, they were happy to have the community know at that point.
Well, it's pretty exciting to have a major film back here in Humboldt County again. What, as a film commissioner, what do you do? Do you actively seek out films to be shot here or commercials to be shot here?
You know, definitely we do. The hard part with marketing and seeking out for films and TV shows and commercials is if it's not already in the script, it's not, you know, it's not something that they're going to necessarily want to all of a sudden change their mind and bring to you.
Yeah.
If they have a movie for the desert, I can't pitch to them, come shoot it in the redwoods.
Nah.
So the hard part is just really marketing our area so that we're always in their mind so that when the right project comes along, they think of us. So that's always the goal, is just put us in their mind of, you know, oh yeah, that's a location, a great location to go film at. And we're trying to really market right now and capitalize on the fact that we had After Earth here. That's one reason why we are so happy that the LA Times did a story on us, is that's a marketing tool for us, is for people to realize that we can handle a big movie and that they'll be able to go and look at us on screen, on a big screen, and see what that looks like, which, you know, the trailers look amazing. We look amazing. So I anticipate that we'll look amazing on the big screen as well.
Oh, I imagine it will. I mean, the thing is, there aren't a lot of places in the world where we've got these ginormous trees like this. They're very unusual.
Right. This is it. I mean, according to Humboldt Redwood State Park, they have the largest old growth grove in the world, you know, and that this is, you know, this is it. There is no other old growth redwood, you know, other than what's up in here at Humboldt and Del Norte areas, you know.
Yes, absolutely. Anyway, I have friends come in from like back east or Europe, and I take them on hikes in these woods, and their jaws drop. I mean, they go, yeah, we got forests. I go, we got trees. We got big old trees in our forest. Yeah, check these out. They're like, whoa. They're almost like they can't breathe. They're like, oh, I've never seen anything that big.
It's crazy. It is crazy. Well, the trying to help find the statistics for the reporter for the LA Times, I found out that the tallest redwood that is in existence is 379 feet. That's almost 400 feet. That's tall. That's huge.
That's huge.
You know, 20 feet wide and 400 feet. You know, I mean, that's gigantic.
Right.
And 20 feet wide in diameter.
And they're so wide. I mean, yeah. The width is what's amazing. And that it's very hard to capture that width on film. I mean, when you see it in person, and you can actually just like, it's breathtaking.
It is breathtaking. You know, what's interesting is, though, you're right, it is hard to capture it on film. And that was one of the comments that Dal Griffith, the original location manager, had said, was he originally sent photos to M. Night Shyamalan that were without anybody in the photo.
Right.
And because he's standing there and he sees it. And then, but when you send the photo, M. Night went,
there's no scale. Yeah,
no scale.
Yeah, so put a person next to it.
He put me in there and then sent those photos back to M. Night. And then M. Night went, okay, I get it. I get it now. Yeah. That's what it's going to look like with Jaden in there. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll do this.
Yeah. So we have some unusual things that make Humboldt County very good for film. We've got that. Ferndale has been now featured in several films because it's really, I mean, there aren't a lot of Victorian towns. Like
exactly.
This.
Yeah.
And it's just, it almost looks like a movie set. It's got this, you know, it's almost built as a movie set.
Yeah. It looks like Disney came in, you know.
I know. It's kind of amazing. You know, it's kind of fun, you know, being here in this little community. But, I remember, you know, when Outbreak came here, that was very exciting. And then the Majestic was shot here.
Right.
And, you know, and you could just see Ferndale just plain as day.
Yes.
In both of these films. So.
Yes. And there was also, what was the other one, the vampire
horror,
one?
Oh, that horror film.
Yes.
I can't remember off the top of my head.
I'm blanking out.
I am
too. Purely.
Yeah, it was shot back, it was a long time ago, too. Jeez.
It'll come to us.
I even used that as a trivia question a few weeks ago, and I can't remember. Anyway, speaking of trivia, we've got some goodies to give away. We have some swag from the show. We have some t-shirts, a very limited run of t-shirts and limited in size. We'll say what those are. And also, I guess we have a pair of tickets to the screening, right?
Yes, we are going to give away one pair of tickets to the screening. And what that entails is an hour and a half reception that we are going to do prior to the screening that starts at 6:30 on May 30th. And then at 8 o'clock, we'll be showing the movie, and the reception will have Humboldt made food and wine and beer, and it'll be catered, and it'll be a really nice event.
And where is it happening?
It's going to happen at the Broadway Cinema, and people can buy tickets for it still. There's a handful of tickets, I think about 50 left for the event, and they can find the tickets on our Facebook page, Film Humboldt, or on our website, filmhumboldt.org.
And that's the only place you can get them, right?
You can only get them through our link, which we've created. Yeah, you can't buy them anywhere else. You have to buy them online.
And when officially is the film open?
It opens the next day, May 31st.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a one-day sneak peek.
Nice.
And it will be with a whole bunch of community members. A lot of people who actually worked on the movie will be attending the event, and it'll be a really nice way to celebrate having something like this come here.
Will and Jane coming?
Their cardboard cutouts will be there. We will have that right before the red carpet, and we have a photographer, and you can take photos with that.
Oh, how fun.
Yeah, yeah.
That'll be a heck of a lot of fun. That'll be great. All righty. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and when we come on the other side of this break, we'll figure out some way of giving away those tickets and the swag.
Sounds great.
All right. Anywho, you got it on KHUM. Don't go anywhere. All righty. Let's see here. It is time for us to give away some swag. We have got several T-shirts, and we have got just a pair of tickets to get you into the sneak peek, which is pretty good.
Yes.
What does it cost to get into the sneak peek?
Well, technically, the way that we had to do it for the studio is we are charging $20 a person to get into our reception, and that comes with a free sneak peek ticket. And that's how we're required to call it. But basically, it's for the reception and sneak peek, it's $20.
Okay. Or 40.
Or 40.
For the pair.
For the pair.
All righty. So here's the deal, okay? T-shirts. These are very cool. I have this is all that's left in your cache of inventory. We have two smalls, we have four mediums, and one extra large.
Correct. And these are adult sizes, so I'm wearing a small, so you can see that they're not necessarily, like, it's not a child size.
That's a small.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're a small person.
And I'm more of a medium, and this is a small.
Okay. That works. Okay, two smalls, four mediums, one extra large. Okay, and here's the deal. So if you want to get the pair of tickets to get into the sneak peek, it was mentioned that perhaps you should rap like Will Smith. I think it's a great idea. Okay, so we're gonna throw this open right now, and the first ones to call in first get their choice of sizes. And if you are willing to rap, the first person who is willing to rap like Will Smith. We'll get in and get a pair of tickets to the sneak peek on May 30th at the Broadway Cinema. The number, 786-KHUM at 786-5486. At 786-KHUM, 786-5486. All right, let's go to line one. Hey, you're on the air. Who's this?
Hey, Cliff. It's Dennis. How are you?
Dennis. Okay, Dennis. So you're the first in. You get your choice of small, medium, or extra large. What do you want?
Well, extra large, but tickets, because when Will was up here at the ranch, he did a farmer's rap that was really cool. See if I can remember how it goes.
Oh, you're going to rap, huh?
So the farmer's life is a life for me. Farmer's life is a life for me. Picking maters, growing tater, chewing backer, that's a life for me. Farmer's rap is life for me. It was something like that. It was
that's pretty impressive.
All right.
Will did it better than I did, of course.
Did he say hater? Did he really say hater?
Oh, man.
That was impressive.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Well, that was that was impressive. So, it's Dennis. Last name, of course, is?
Mayo.
Mayo.
M-A-Y-O.
Yeah, yeah. I thought that was you. Okay, who else would do this? That's got to be Dennis Mayo. All righty. Well, you are and a guest are now on the guest list to go see the sneak peek. And you get the extra large T-shirt as well. How do you like that?
Well, very cool. Very cool, because I'm extra large. maybe double extra large.
All righty.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks, Dennis. We'll pick up, I guess you can pick up your T-shirt at the show.
Yeah, and would we be able to get his number after off the air?
Yeah, we'll have to. Hey, Dennis, call us back afterwards so we can get your phone number, okay? Oh, I guess you already left. Yeah. Well, if you're listening, call us back. All right, line two. Okay, we've already given out the passes, but you can get the shirt.
My daughter would love a small.
A small. What's your name?
I'm Cheryl.
Cheryl.
Do you want to rap for us just for fun, Cheryl?
I am so glad I didn't call first.
Oh,
I couldn't do that.
Cheryl, what's your last name?
Sandage in McKinleyville.
All righty. So I'll tell you what. Let's see. I'm going to have you. Can you call me back after so I can get your address?
That would be great.
Or you can just email cliff@khm.com.
I will do that.
Okay.
There you go. Cliff.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See ya. All right, let's go to line three. Hey, who's this?
This is Sherry in McKinleyville.
Sherry in McKinleyville. Okay, we had Cheryl in McKinleyville just a moment ago. Okay, so what kind of T-shirt you want?
I'd like a medium, please.
A medium, okay. This is Cheryl, right?
Sherry.
Sherry.
Sherry. Okay, I already had Cheryl.
Now, I have to make the same offer. Sherry, do you want to rap?
No. Thank you, but no.
Okay.
It's too early for rap.
Okay, Sherry.
That's great.
So, what's your last name?
Mason.
Mason. And you're in McKinleyville also?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so either call me back when we're done here on the radio or email cliff@km.com with the address so we can get you the shirt, okay?
Okay, I will. Thanks,
alrighty.
Guys.
All right, take
Bye.
Care.
Bye.
Bye. All righty. So I think what we'll do is we'll wrap this up and we'll take the rest of the winners off air. How's that work for you?
Sounds great.
Okay. Again, the number, so until we give out all the shirts, they are up for grabs, okay? Again, the number is 786-KHUM. That's 786-5486. All righty. And I'll tell you what, Cassandra, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It was a heck of a lot of fun.
Yep.
And I'm sure the sneak peek is going to be great.
Thanks.
We're all looking forward to that. And the trailers look great. I've got high hopes.
Me too.
My fingers crossed.